You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest draft news, photos, videos, and more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. And we are very, very pleased right now to bring aboard with us a guy who does an outstanding job first as a broadcaster. He is the voice of the Baltimore Ravens, so get to hear his work with that football team because, obviously, the Browns play him twice a year. But he also is an author. Jerry Sandusky is his name. And, Jerry, first of all, welcome to the show. Always great to talk football with you, my friend. How you doing?
Vic, I'm doing great. Great to visit with you. I hope you're having better weather in Cleveland than we're having in Baltimore today. I'll say that.
Yeah, it's
if raining and gray better. And cold is better, then yes.
Jackpot, that's it.
And that's the jackpot, right. Well, Jerry, you have such a very interesting career and an interesting perspective on this game, not just as the pro that you are calling the games, but as someone who grew up really in a football family. Your dad was an NFL player, and specifically he played for the Cleveland Browns. And you wrote a book called Forgotten Sundays, A Son's Story of Life, Loss, and Love from the Sidelines of the NFL. John Harbaugh, the head coach of the Ravens, provided the foreword for the book, and it is by you. Tell us, first of all, about the inspiration, the motivation for this book.
Well, over the last 2.5 years, Vic, so many people have confused me and my family, my name, with the former Penn State coach and the convicted criminal, Jerry Penn State, and I completely understand why. The only difference between our names is I'm Jerry with a G, he's Jerry with a J. My father, John Sandusky, was the 18th draft pick in the NFL in 1950 for the Cleveland Browns, and he left me with a great name. So many people have asked me why I didn't just change my name to avoid the confusion. This book, in large measure, is an answer to that because it covers three themes. Value of name, what fathers teach sons, but how men become men largely without words in the lesson. And the last part of it is Alzheimer's. My father suffered Alzheimer's at the end of his life, and he didn't know his own name at the end of his life. He didn't know who I was. And it really had a profound impact on me that your name isn't about ownership. You don't own your name. It's stewardship. It's what you do with what you have while you have it. And I treasure that stewardship and that responsibility, and that's what this book is about.
Talking with Jerry Sandusky, who does the radio play-by-play for the Baltimore Ravens in the NFL, talking about that book. And your book, I'm reading, and tell me if this is wrong, will be introduced on May the 24th later this year. So that's when people can go ahead and check it out.
Actually, it came out early. The publisher did a great job. And it's
great.
Actually out now. Yep, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it Kindle, on Nook, bookstores. It is officially out now.
Yeah, and I got a copy of it, and thank you for sending that along, and I got a chance to look through it. I did not read the whole thing, Jerry, but I saw parts of it, and I really like how you've painted so many of the pictures of life, again, growing up, and you make that connection, with your dad and how influential that was to you. How much of your father's influence carries into the work you do as a play-by-play broadcaster?
I mean, enormous amount of stick because I'm always very slow to criticize somebody the way a lot of broadcasters or fans might be because I know that coach has a 12-year-old son at home listening like I used to do. So it made me consider more about people and not just the job and the position. It's not just an offensive coordinator. That's a man with a family, and he's worked for years to get in that position. And it's so easy to criticize people in our profession and say, he's a bum, he's a dog, he doesn't know what he's doing. But when you stop, when you've grown up in that world, when you are aware of all the variables that go into success and failure in the NFL, I think it has made me a more conscientious, a more broad-spectrum broadcaster.
Jerry, as you look at this Baltimore Ravens team as it enters the draft this season, coming off missing the playoffs, obviously, 2 years removed from winning the Super Bowl, what do you think this team is looking to do here in the draft at pick number 17?
Right, he would look at you one of three things. Ozzie Newsome had a press conference today talking about the draft, and he identified two, or he said there's one or two players that they see on the board that if they start to fall to 17, they will definitely try to trade up again. Obviously, he didn't identify those two players, but he has two guys with a gold star that he wants to go after. In recent years, the Ravens traded out of that first pick and collected more picks. I don't know that they've had all that much success doing that. So if I were going to prognosticate, I'd say they'll stand put probably at 17 because they have so many needs. I mean, they need a right tackle. They need running back with the uncertainty of Ray Rice's situation. They need an inside linebacker. They can always use another edge rusher, another corner, and they need a free safety. So with that many needs, I've got to believe they're going to find a guy they really like at 17.
Yeah, and they could go so many ways, as you mentioned, offensive line, possibly even wide receiver. And I'm thinking safety is a position of need, too. In my own recent mock here, I had Jimmy Ward from Northern Illinois there, but I've seen other mockers go with Clinton Dix, Clinton Dix from Alabama.
And I think Clinton Dix is a really good fit because he's a true free safety. Last year, the Ravens took Matt Elon out of Florida. And when they put him in a free safety in the NFL game, they realized very quickly that, okay, he's a natural strong safety. And so they had two strong safeties. And you know, the back end of their defense gave up more fourth quarter points than they have ever done in franchise history. That is not like the Ravens. So in order to fully utilize Matt Elam's abilities, the Ravens know they need a pure free safety. And I think Clinton Dix is that guy.
Wide receiver is a position I think you certainly could see them address. I wouldn't be surprised if Odell Beckham Jr. was one of those gold star guys for Ozzie Newsome to go up and get. If he doesn't make it down that far, could you see maybe a Kelvin Benjamin or a bigger type wide receiver going there to complement kind of Torrey Smith's vertical game and give that guy, in the addition to the returning Dennis Pitta, give Joe Flacco that physical guy who can catch the ball when he's not even open, a la Anquan Boldin from a couple years ago?
Absolutely. Then why not get Steve Smith on the free agent market? And I think he's a really good solution. Short term, he's going to give you veteran presence and, you know, clutch hands to the red zone. But he's obviously not at the peak of his career anymore. He's kind of where Anquan Boldin is now. I think they would love to have a guy who is a big body, red zone target, tough in between the hash marks, physical, good football IQ. If he's available, yeah, I think you're right. I think one of those two gold stars could be that big body wide receiver.
Yes, I think you're right about that as well. Jerry Sandusky is our guest, the play-by-play voice of the Baltimore Ravens. And Jerry, the other thing to talk about with this team, the incident involving Ray Rice and what happened, which was obviously, and the news I think broke right around February, right around the late February, right around the time of the combine, and you know, dragging who is now his wife, I guess, right, by the hair and all this stuff off the elevator. It was a bad-looking scene. Where does that stand with him, and where does he stand with the team?
He has an arraignment coming up on Thursday in Atlantic City, South Jersey, and he stands with the team in this situation. Ozzie Newsome said it today. He said, when we know what the situation is, we will deal with it accordingly. And by that, he's alluding to the fact that first the legal process has to play out for Ray Rice. And then the NFL discipline process has to play out for Ray Rice. The video is damaging. And if anytime you are in a situation as a player and you do something that's damaging to your team brand and the league brand, will face consequences. And while the Ravens aren't addressing this directly, the implication is we have to wait and see how long the suspension from the league is going to be. And then they'll make their decision accordingly.
Jerry, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time. And, of course, I look forward to our paths crossing, if not sooner, then certainly during the season. And thanks again for sending along the book, and best of luck with the book.
Week 3 at the latest.
Thank you, guys, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. He is Jerry Sandusky. The book is called Forgotten Sundays. Pick up a copy. It really goes into great detail about a relationship between a son and his father, John Sandusky, a former Cleveland Brown. So lots of material in that I think people who listen to this show are going to find interesting. And again, he joins us via the Ohio Business Machines hotline. So we want to thank Jerry for joining the show. We want to thank Ian Rappaport from NFL Network, the insider there, Daniel Jeremiah, also of NFL Network, for joining us as well. All three, again, courtesy of the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. So we appreciate that. We appreciate Kevin Jones being part of our show and giving his version of Mach 2.0. He wants Johnny Football at 4. Again, those mock results on our will be on our website fully tomorrow, but the sampling of our picks are on Twitter, and you can see them on Browns_Daily as Nathan gesticulates in here to people walking by through the glass.
That's NFL like Equipment this. Manager of the Year, Brad Mellon. Trying to walk by us. And
I'm trying to figure out the code you guys got.
And stare us down.
When he walks by. Yeah, he does the stare down thing.
I gave him, you know, the scene from Hangover? Yeah. When the guy's looking at the car and goes, move along.
Get away from this.
Don't look at it.
We want to thank Matt Fontana, producing for us today. Jason Kibbs, of course, our regular producer, for all his great work. And thank you for hanging out with us. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Oh, by the way, stick around for Julian Gerard. That comes up next. But come back with us again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.